welcome to Happiest Competition on Earth, episode 22, round, I don't know, but the round is
11.
Make us love it. Or as we decided, actually, in like a chat afterwards, it was more or less, make us not want to barf when we hear it. I think that's what we called it in one of the chats. And hi, I'm back. Ambie's here.
Yes.
I wasn't here last
episode.
Yes,
she is.
My internet was the devil. The devil. For like, I was without net until like Friday. Well, I had dial up.
But that doesn't count, really.
No, that does not count. That's not real internet. It's like Pinocchio. It's not a real
anymore.
Boy. Dial up. That's not real internet.
Aww. Oh, dear.
That's messed up, but that's funny.
Tonight's challenge was we had a big long list of a whole bunch of songs that we personally hate. We don't like them. We just don't like them, don't like them, don't like them. And the challenge for the competitors tonight was to make us actually like the songs that we hate. So that's a big hurdle to jump over, but we're about to see if they did it. We're about to see if they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. In that case, do you guys have anything to say?
Nope.
All right. In that case, Princess Clary is up first.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap! The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down in the most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down in the most delightful way. Honey bees that fetch the nectar from the flower to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find their task is not a bribe. Cheeky. Don't be all day about it, please. Thank you. was very... Thank you now. When you've quite finished... Thank you.
Of course, right out the gate, Ambi gets a song that is on her list. And I feel like back when Lash did this song, I was first on it too. I can't escape songs.
Yes, she was.
I can't escape songs I hate on this show. Clary. You know, it never clicked in my head that Clary was British and that we had a British song on there. It never clicked in my mind that she would do this.
Like, I know, right?
Until it actually happened, I was like, oh. I never thought it. And her Britishness was very good. She did British very well. I wonder why. The backtrack made me laugh and want to cry at the same time because the robotic birds in the backtrack, I was laughing at. They were like metal tin birds or something. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of like trippy. But then the track just started dragging on and on and on. And I think that's why I hate this song so much, maybe. I don't know. As for you, Clary, I thought it was good, but I think I wanted a little bit more, I guess, cheerfulness or chipperness in it. Like, it needed to be a little bit more, and pardon this, but sugary sweet at times. Like, there were times when you had it, but then there were times when you dropped it. And I also thought that when you went into, like, your acting bits, that you got a little too harsh for Mary Poppins. Like, even when Mary Poppins, like, asserts herself, she's still kind of that, like, sickeningly sweet...
Ladylikeness
to it, and it kind of got, like, at one point. I was like, whoa, Clary, you scare me.
Scary Clary.
Well, she is a teacher.
But other than that, I thought it was good. Oh, and there was this one little spot where she said something about... The word was nip, and there was, like, this random, like, snapping of the fingers in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was in the backtrack or her, and it just kind of made me go... At first, I wrote down nip-snap, but I accidentally wrote nip slip at first, so that was just a funny aside moment. Clary had a nip slip. There we go. You all missed me last week. I'm making up for last week.
Oh, yes,
they did.
I'm making up for missing last week with extra comedy for you tonight. But overall, Clary, I thought this was a pretty good job. Pretty good job. Jeffers?
Nip slip. Yeah, I agree, Clary. It was good for me as well, but not great either. But yeah, I like the song choice. It was a good fit for your style and Britishness. I like the a cappella segment. That was nice towards the end. I also agree that the acting lines were a little stale for me. I thought they could have used a bit more sugariness, like Ambi said. And I kind of wanted the segment about the honeybees. Because the backtrack was kind of like snappier sounding, I would have liked maybe your vocals to be a bit more snappier as well. But that's just a nitpick. Overall, it was good for me. Nizelle?
Icky backtrack. Okay, next. For me, it felt like you weren't like some of the higher notes you were having. They were at the tip of your range, like the higher range, because they weren't actually being hit. They were being hit, but. I don't know how I wanted to word this, but it's like they weren't sounding right.
She was hitting them, but they weren't like they were on pitch, but they were very airy. Like they didn't seem like solid high notes. I could see that.
That might have been what it is, because they felt a little iffy for me, and I do know that's something. Sometimes you're a little bright with some of your words. And you tended to go from classical to non-classical every now and then. For me, this might be just me, but the volume levels were a bit iffy. But I will say when I listened to this without headphones, it sounded just fine. The nip snap at 245. Or nip slip, as Ambi says. I like the song choice overall. I personally could have done without the ending section, really. And I do agree with what they said on the acting sections. I will go with what Jeffers says. It was a little stale for me. And that's all I really have.
All right. In that case, we are moving forward. Keep moving forward to Faded Phantom.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. We'll be right back.
crazy, and you don't know where to start. Keep on believing, baby, just be true to your heart. When all the world around you, it seems to fall apart. Keep on believing, baby, just be true to your heart.
Just like Ambi had to go on a spoonful of sugar, apparently I have to go on True to Your Heart. Wait, yeah, True to Your Heart. Which is another song I am not very fond of, to put it nicely. Faded. I thought this had nice energy, but it was in that spot in your range where I'm not very fond of. Like, it has a very sharp quality, and I prefer your range that's a little bit higher. The verses were a little pitchy at times for me, and some of your runs could have been a little bit tighter. I like your higher parts though, because that was a part of your range I do like. And I like your liberties sometimes, because a few of them, it felt like they were kind of like coming out of left field. Like, it felt like it was a little rough, and if you practiced it a little bit more, it would have been a bit more smoother. Oh, and I like the last does.
The Stevie Wonder scatting or whatever it's called. The Stevie Wonder part.
That part. But I didn't think it was bad, but not my favorite thing I've heard you do, Faded. Zell?
As usual, I start with an interesting backtrack. For me, I thought the mixing could have used some work. Because for me, it sounded like her vocals were, like, pretty low sometimes. Or it could have just been equalized a bit better. For the most part, I think you had nice diction. And I forgot to say this for Claire, she had nice diction in hers, too. Through the Day, I think this is one of those more beltier ones, or it wasn't coming out right.
Yeah, I have that one written down too.
Okay. Vocals get really quiet in one section. Energy is good, and there was one part you didn't belt out. I thought like Jeffrey says, you had some pitch problems, and that's because the song is just in a weird range for you. And I don't know how I felt about some of the liberties. Like, I did like some, but I didn't like others. Like, some of the Stevie improvs didn't work for me. Ambi?
See, I have to disagree with Jeffers on the energy note, because I did not like the energy at all in this. I thought the energy was just really low. It was missing, like, a spark. Like, it was just, it seemed kind of like she was tired as she was singing it. Like, I don't know.
That could very well be possible, because she's working hard right now. But
there was just something about, like, it seemed, I don't want to say sluggish, but I want to say sluggish at times. Like, it just didn't seem, there was just something, like, this kind of pizzazz. I use pizzazz. I haven't used pizzazz in a while. That was just missing from it, that I know I've heard Faded do in the past. So it was disappointing to not hear it. Like, the vocals were note-wise fine, except for a couple of spots when it was a little pitchy, again in the chorus, like Jeffers said, and I had the see you through the day was sounded like a real struggle to hit the higher notes there. But overall, I mean, it was vocally okay, but I mean, for me, the lack of that energy spark kind of killed it for me with this song, because I personally, no offense Jeffers, but I love this song personally, so this is one song that he hates, but I love, so.
I like the Spanish version
of
this song.
It's okay, we have quite a few,
like,
discrepancy.
You like the Spanish version of everything, Zelina.
No, I actually don't. Like, this was one of the few Spanish pop songs that I like from Disney.
Yeah, it's a bit of a letdown for me. I was excited when I read that you were doing True to Your Heart, but, sad. Anybody else have anything to add?
Nope.
Nope.
In that case, coming up next is Rochellular.
Thank you for saying it, Ambie. Thank you.
Why? Because why?
He hates saying
Oh, we'll
name.
Talk about this later.
Can you not say Rochelle's name? I am not stopping this recording until you say Rochelle's name.
Rochelle Euler. I got it this time.
Yeah, but you said, like, Rochelle Euler, and it was awesome.
See, I actually was in a call with her late one night, and she coached me through, like, 10 minutes of trying to say Rochelle Euler very slowly and properly. So I can now
have this amazing mental image of, like, Jeffers, like, as Eliza Doolittle, and Rochelle just like, by George, he's great. Got it! Yeah.
You think you're going nowhere when you're walking down the street, acting like you just don't care when life could be so sweet. So why you wanna be like that, as if there's nothing new? You're not fooling no one, you're not even fooling you. So walk a little slower and open up your eyes. Sometimes it's so hard to see the good things passing by. There may never be a sign, no flashing neon lights, telling you to make your move, but when the time is right, so why not? Take a crazy chance? Why not? Do a crazy dance? If you lose the moment, you might lose a lot. So why not? Why not? Wanna dress in gold? Instead of listening to your heart, you do just what you're told. If you keep waiting, there you are. For once, you'll never know. So let's just get into your car and go, baby, go. So why not? Take a crazy chance. Why not? Do a crazy dance. If you lose the moment, you might lose a lot. So why not? Why not? Oh, I could be the one for you. Oh, yeah, maybe yes, maybe no. Oh, it could be the thing to do. All I'm saying is you gotta let me know. From the sky. Why not? Spread your wings and fly. Oh, it might take a little, and it might take a lot. So why not? Why not? Why not? Take a crazy chance. Why not? Do a crazy dance. If you lose the moment, you might lose a lot. So why not?
And that was Rochelle Euler with Why Not from the Lindsay McGuire franchise. And this is from my list.
What are the chances of this?
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Like, for once, I'm actually getting a song from my list. It makes me so happy, like, you have no idea.
Because of the fact that it's a song you hate.
Yeah. This is one of the more songs that I can actually stand compared to some of the other ones on my list. And you want to know something funny about this song?
What?
I know the music. I know this the music video better than I do the song.
Why?
I don't know. It's more memorable for me for some reason. I don't know. That must be the jump roping and all that. All right. Before I go loopy. For me, the mixing was kind of getting in the top peaking danger zone, or it felt like it. On the back vocal section of Why Not Take a Crazy Chance, was she even in that section or no?
Sorry, what?
Do you know if she was in the Why Not Take a Crazy Chance back vocal section?
I know she did the why not part. The why not.
Okay. That's a section that I associate with the jump roping. No, because I would have liked her to be in that one and be a little playful with it. I thought she had good diction in this. She had dynamics. I was happy for that. Started to get low on the ayayas, like at the last ones of the little lines of those. What the crap did I write here? There's a way lead voice.
What did I write? Something about the lead vocals.
Yeah, probably. Oh crap, I have to double listen to this one. And it's funny that I could hear you gasping for air now and then near the end. Ambie?
I didn't take a lot of notes about this, and the ones that I did take were more main, not main. I saw the word main in with my thing in there, but or more mixing notes than anything else. Because I really liked your swagger on your vocals a lot. Like, I worked it out, and I was like, nice swagger. Like, you really had, like, this great kind of attitude about it. But for me, I thought that overall, the best part of your mixing was the side vocals. Like, they had a nice level to them, and they had nice effects on them, but I thought that the music needed to be louder, and the main vocals both needed to be louder to match them. I thought that they kind of overpowered at times. Like, I think that everything needed to be a little bit louder, and they needed to be a little bit softer, just kind of to, like, balance out the song as an overall whole. Does that make sense? I'm looking to you with that one, Jeffers, because you're like the mixing master of the three of us.
Like, there was I know what you're talking about.
Like, there was just something that seemed kind of, I want to say, funky about the levels and the effects that were being used. Like, again, the side vocals, like the why not? They were like, why not? Great, take a crazy chance. Those I thought were really good. They really fit the songs. Personality, but I thought that you needed a little bit more of a reverb maybe on the main vocals and the music needed to be louder, and just it would have made it the full package. It was still nice, but I was looking for the full package, and the package was not delivered. It got lost in the mail. You must have sent this via the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, my pop filter got delayed like because they lost the box. I was not happy.
Jeffers, you're up.
Something didn't sound right about the mixing, but in that defense, I completely know what she's talking about with her snowball breaking, because I'm mixing the voice song this week, and like her snowball is hard to mix with. It's like weird. I like the compressor you had on your why not part and the panning. That was cool. Rochelle's getting good at mixing effects and things. The only nitpick I had vocally was that if you lose a moment, I would have liked you to hit it a little bit more, because you kind of like sounded really breathy on the if part, and it dropped the energy a little bit for me on that one part. But like vocally, I thought this was good, and I like your swagger and energy, and it was good.
All right.
It just got quiet.
I'm sorry. I was having a kind of a moment because I'm drinking water and there's no lemon in this water. But suddenly when I drank it this last time, it tastes like there's lemon in the water. Some magical fairies like dropped lemon in my water during that last critique. I don't know what the heck happened. I just had a moment of
It's Disney magic.
Disney magic. Don't mess with my water, happen. Disney magic.
All right.
Does anybody have anything else to add, or shall we move on?
Moving on.
Moving on.
To Nani.